At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new report reveals that many ed tech companies are offering little transparency about important elements of the artificial intelligence products they're marketing to your kids' K through 12 schools. Hannah Cue de Lavallee, senior technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
Certainly there, I think, you know, there is quite a bit of an AI hype cycle right now, I would say. And so there is definitely a sort of newer tools that are coming on that are spun up specifically for these contexts. But there are also quite a bit of sort of like legacy ed tech companies that are adding AI to their product offerings.
Because that's one of the things that I had heard, and it may very well have been from your organization's own research, that for some educators, for example, tools that they have been using for years now have an AI component. And they're not quite sure about the integrity of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a real challenge. And, you know, one of the things that we have thought a lot about that is not quite as reflected in this report, since, you know, this is more focused at kind of the adoption process. But in addition to, you know, these tools, this AI can get added onto existing tools, you know, obviously, we're a G Suite organization, so I'm suddenly have Google Gemini popping up offering to write my emails for me. And, you know, depending on the tool that it's been added to and various organizational policies, in some cases, the school or even an individual user may not even have an option about whether or not they turn that on or turn it off or make it available. And I think that another place that that can be a real challenge is around another category in the rubric that we use to evaluate these tools was data management, right? So AI tools rely on a lot of data and they consume a lot of data. The data management element of the rubric was actually something that I think we did in some ways see better results on, in part because that's often something that would go in a privacy policy. So a lot of these companies already have a place where that would live and they're sort of primed to build out that information. But in the developing the rubric, we had initially, you know, kind of said like, okay, having a privacy policy is a positive transparency step. But one of the things that we realized in the development process is that these privacy policies, some of them speak very explicitly to the AI nature of their product, right? The AI element will use this data, or we do not, or we do or do not share this data, this specific type of data with our AI vendor. And other of the policies don't talk about that explicitly, right? So, you know, you can make some educated guesses from a more general privacy policy about what might be going into an AI system, but you wouldn't necessarily know for sure. Whereas where other policies, we saw very clear carve outs, like this is our AI specific component of our privacy policy.
I'm sure there's different layers to this as to how this really impacts the educational process. I'm thinking of just from an administrative standpoint of just purchasing these tools and, you know, the budgets and the taxpayer money, all the way down to how does it affect the kids in the classroom? What would you tell our listeners about that?
So I think I would say a number of things. The first thing is, like, those are kind of all bundled together, right? I think in a lot of cases, we're seeing a push toward AI happen for, I mean, for a number of different reasons. The hype cycle is certainly part of that, but schools being resource-constrained environments, right? So there's a real push to try to adopt AI to provide the kinds of things that schools want to be providing in that educational process that they maybe don't feel they have the resources to do through more traditional means, right? Whether that's staffing or, you know, one of the tools, you know, college counselors, mental health counselors, all that stuff. But I think you highlight two really key components of that, right? The first one is this feeling that an AI system will be a better resource spend. And I think very frequently don't actually know that. That kind of goes to the like testing and evaluation framework. So, you know, resources spent on something that doesn't work, even if it would have been cheaper than some other avenue, is still not an effective way out of resources. And then I think there's the question both of, does it provide the value it's expected to provide? But then additionally, what other risks and harms is it bringing into an educational context? And I think that that's a really critical question as well, right? Is it improving the quality of education, but also what kinds of risks is it exposing students to that they may not have been exposed to before?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Which we've touched on already is the sort of data management, privacy questions. There are certainly equity risks that stem from the use of these tools. In addition to this transparency report that we're discussing now, CDT recently conducted some nationally representative polling that we put out a report on as well recently. And one of the use cases that we're seeing an uptick in reporting of is using AI tools to help craft IEPs, individualized education plans. These are used for students with disabilities who need specific accommodations in their education. And using AI for that kind of thing, you have to think about, you know, what happens if that plan is unrealistic? What happens if that plan is not meeting the needs of the student? Now you're having potentially a disproportionate impact on this specific population of students, those who need accommodations, who are already, you know, maybe kind of at risk in their educational journey. One other thing I would add, just kind of in this question, in this process of like procurement and how do you bring these tools on board, is thinking about what that contract looks like and what offboarding might look like. Many of these tools are new, and I think, you know, I think that there could very well be a lot of potential for these tools to do, to really like help improve certain aspects of education. I think, you know, we need to be realistic about what those aspects are, but they're also quite new. And by that, the nature of that, they're untested, or, you know, maybe in future, you know, the environment will change and a tool that may have worked before will not work going forward, or technology will improve and you want to move to something better. It's really critical to be thinking about this during the procurement process, to think about, you know, make sure you're not locking yourself into a tool that you can't guarantee is going to work for you. You know, this is, how do you think about piloting these tools? How do you think about ensuring that the vendor is responsible for a certain level of performance and that you're able to move away from a tool that isn't functioning for you anymore rather than being on the hook for multiple years of something that you've decided isn't meeting the needs of your population.
What would you say the big takeaway is that our listeners should get, whether they're, you know, knee deep in this educational realm or they've got a kid in the system?
I think for those who are knee deep in the educational realm, the reason that we are focusing on transparency is, to me, it's the root of a lot of these things. You cannot answer these questions if you're not getting the information you need from a tool. In some cases, that may be a tool that works great, and they just don't necessarily have a good idea of what transparency looks like. In other cases, that's a tool that's a little bit of a fly-by-night thing, taking advantage of a glut of funding and a hype cycle. For somebody with their student, with a student in the system, with a child in the educational system, I would say don't be afraid to ask these questions. You know, schools should be, you know, this rubric is about transparency from the vendor to the school, but there's a transparency component from the school to the parent and the community too. And so they should be able to ask these questions and get good answers to them. AI is a complicated space, but you are still the expert on your child's needs. Your child is the expert on their own experience, right? So just because a tool may work for everybody else does not necessarily mean it's going to work for you. There are, you know, real good reasons why it's not reasonable for every parent to maybe be able to opt out their kid from every different system, but being told that something works is, you shouldn't be afraid to ask follow-up questions, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's Hannah Quay de Lavallee, senior technologist at the Center for Democracy and Technology.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.